Rave Radio. Hello, everybody. This is Gary Kay, and you're listening to my Daily Rants and Raves. Daily Rants and Raves are part of the Rave Radio Podcast Network, and I'm coming to you live, podcasting live, here from the ComTech show, the S14 show. We are here in Germany, and I'm eating dinner, and I happen to see Mike Blackman, and you all know Mike Blackman is the managing director of ISE, Integrated Systems Europe, and ISE Events, actually, I should say. Mike, first of all, welcome to Germany.
Yeah. Guten Tag zusammen, yeah?
Well, this is your hometown.
Welcome to you, yeah. Well, actually, this isn't my hometown. My hometown is Munich, which is a couple of hundred kilometers down the road, but it's not far away.
I guess I should say hometown is in home country.
Home country, yeah. My adopted country, and I like it here. Yeah. Great beer.
Oh, definitely. Definitely great beer, and lots of it being drunk here. It's currently about 200 people here at the ComTech S14 show. And to put it in perspective for you, it's like a miniature version of ISE, like very, very small version of ISE.
They're coming up close competition to us, and I've been telling Wolfgang, just watch out. Actually, Wolfgang Lenz sits on our board of directors, so I said, you know, conflict of interest, he has to be careful. But now they do a very good event here. We've been sponsoring it for a number of years because we see everybody who attends this event, the exhibitors, the partners of ComTech, and the attendees who are to this are our customers. They either exhibit ISE or attend ISE, and we feel very honored to be allowed to be part of this and really work with ComTech.
Yeah, and so you're a sponsor along with Professional Systems, Infocom, Barco, and Pan Acoustics. And I'm honored to be doing the keynote tomorrow, but
that's
I want to...
I'm here.
Yeah, that's why he says he's here. I don't know about that, but well, I'll say thank you. How's that? Well, I want to turn my attention to ISE. Everyone that's our favorite show in our company, is our favorite international show, is ISE, of course. We bring a lot of people over to ISE, you know, usually between 20 and 25 people. We cover the show, hopefully well. And 2016, can you fill us in on any surprises? Because I understand that you're going to make some announcements this week.
Yeah, so we're about to announce we're actually sold out. The show has increased by 10%. That was a new building that the RAI put on board, came online for us this year, plus some extra space, and we're already sold out. So maybe there's about one little booth left, or if there's a cancellation in between, we'll find some space. But we really had a phenomenal year in terms of bookings, a much, much bigger show, a lot of new exhibitors. So we're pretty impressed on where we're going. What's more important is the fact that we've got this four-day show. The first time, 4 days. It's been really, really well accepted by the industry. I've been sitting here tonight actually talking to people, and they're saying, wow, we're planning to be there more days. We're so glad that we have more time to go around ISE.
Yeah, in fact, I think that's been the biggest problem. That's even my only complaint with ISE, is the fact that you can't, because you're a combination of a residential and commercial AV show. You really can't walk that show in 3 days. So having 4 days is going to be a key factor in the growth of that show.
Yeah. And, I mean, that's – obviously, there are people who would only come for 2 days or so. It's not enough. But if you only have a few days, if you only have 2 days, then we put tools on our website to help people actually plan their visit and actually get the maximum out of that 2 days. But you cannot see the show in 3 days. 4 days is tight if you're going to do a lot of meetings. But we don't have enough space to let our exhibitors grow, so they said they want more time to actually see the attendees and actually give the attendees quality time.
I think that's great. We're excited about it. And let's make sure everyone knows the dates of the show. Which are the 4 days?
Yeah, so it's the 9th to the 12th of February. So we've moved back 1 week just help people to actually plan their visit a bit more as well. We're a little bit more away from Christmas and CES show, which has been a bit of a conflict in the past, and also Winter NAMM. So this gives a right time. It's away from those events. 2nd week of February.
And it's a Tuesday through Friday this year.
Correct. So we're starting a little bit later on the first day, 10 till 6 day one. And then every other day, well, day two and three, 9:30 till 6, and the last day, 9:30 till 4.
Well, I know everybody's looking forward to it. And you filled up the show. We got a four-day show this year. Any other surprises or any kind of things we can expect from 2016 that's different?
Well, there's a couple more things which we're not ready to announce yet, but watch this space. I think in about a month or so, we'll have a couple of really big announcements to make. So we'll let you know first, Gary, on that one. But what we have got to announce is ISE has always tried to give something back. And last couple of years, we've been sponsoring and financing some children's hospices, putting cinemas, home cinemas into them. And this year, we were approached by UNESCO They are launching a series of what they call e-academies, where they're trying to go to poor countries and actually teach young adults vocational, you know, give them the tools to actually make their own jobs, make their own businesses. They want to counteract the problem we're having in Europe, which is a lot of economic refugees coming, by giving these people an opportunity to actually make their own living. So we're going to work with UNESCO together and actually help create the first e-academy in Moldova. And we're looking for support from the industry. We're working together already. Innovate magazine has said that they will actually be a partner for us on this as well. And the Innovate Gala will be a fundraising event as well for this. We will be looking for donations from manufacturers to actually help get the place out. And then we will be funding the installation.
That's exciting. I think it's a great cause. I think it's great for the industry too. And it's a great way to give back to the community. So I commend you for that. And you're always looking for creative ways to grow our industry, and I think this is another way. I commend you for that.
Yeah, and I mean, we every year we look and say, okay, what can we do? What can we give back? We started also 2 years ago to actually do our startup area, where we gave an opportunity one time for companies to come in with very small amounts of space that were affordable to actually launch at the show. And this has really taken off phenomenally. We work with John Steinberg and actually do the Capital Summit to actually add on to that to help them find financing. And these things are still developing on and on. And we're looking more and more, what can we do to actually help this industry grow? It helps us as well, because we want to grow with the industry and keep it growing.
If the industry grows, you're going to grow, and the show's going to keep getting bigger. And speaking of bigger, you're going to have to grow again next year, aren't you, for 2017?
Yeah, so we're sold out. We have sold out all the space at ISE. Next year, you'll see some construction going on when you come to ISE this year. It shouldn't disturb the show in any way. But there's a new hall being built, and we will be using that in 2017. And then again in 2018, we've got some more planned development in the show as well. We need the space. We've got more demand from new exhibitors wanting to come to the show. So not just existing exhibitors wanting to grow, but new companies wanting to come on board.
That's exciting. So, well, congratulations, Mike. You and your team, we've sent out a lot of congratulations to you over the years, especially for this year's show. This past year's, the 2015 show was just mind-blowing. I mean, it was an incredible experience. And if 2016 is going to be like 2015, everyone who's listening to this podcast should be booking a ticket to the show. And speaking of which, just one little thing I'd like to ask or kind of run by you that we sort of talked about in the 2015 show that should be pointed out, and now's the best time to point it out. You had enormous growth from people from other countries, even the United States and Canada, coming over to Europe, as opposed to the other way around. Historically, Europeans have always gone over to the U.S. to our shows, but here you have a whole bunch of people from the U.S. coming over to your show. Is that going to continue? What do you think about that?
I think we have the advantage now that many of the companies in the AV sector have actually started actually doing their R&D and their product launches to suit the beginning of the year. Now, for display manufacturers who are doing consumer products at CES, it really fits in. They show those products at CES and they come straight over to the pond to us and show it at ISE. So that's helped us. But the industry is developing so quickly that it needs two platforms to actually launch. So having two shows, ISE and Infocom, 6 months apart, and then Cedia in October now. So the year is spaced out to actually give the industry time to launch. And that's why we're getting people coming from other countries, not because we are the biggest show, but because products are being launched. And those people, the core industry people, are going to all the shows.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I think you're finding not only more manufacturers and reps and distributors coming over to Europe to the ISE show, but you're also finding users and integrators who are looking for new products that they wouldn't find, small companies over here in Europe that are trying to get some brand awareness that should be used everywhere in the world. So I think you're seeing it on all levels.
I think that's just the way the industry has developed. Now, before, most of what was actually happening in Europe was coming from the US or Asia. And now you're actually seeing very very good European products which are being coming out of Europe, who are now trying to export to to Asia, trying to export to the US, etc. And that's why these companies are coming across here, to actually see those products being launched at ISE.
So if you want more information, all you have to do is go to iseurope.com. That's
.org.
Sorry, .org. Okay, oh, scratch that. iseurope.org. iseurope.org. And you can go ahead and sign up. You can register for the seminars. They have an amazing educational curriculum. You have constantly moving educational classes. You have classes that are on the floor. You have classes that are in classrooms. You have manufacturer-sponsored training there. And you have peer education, including Infocom CTS RU training, CTS testing. I mean, this is a one-stop shop for everything. And certainly everybody who's listening that's in Europe or EMEA region should really be coming to that show. But certainly I think that you make a great point. You're 4 or 5 months away from Infocom and another two or three months away from Acedia. Position-wise for the year, this is a perfectly positioned show that everyone should consider attending. So I encourage you to attend it. Mike, thank you very much for joining me today. Enjoy yourself at Oktoberfest this weekend. I know you're heading over there down to Munich, which is, well, you don't have to heading back home to it. And so enjoy yourself, and thank you for joining me today. We're here at the Comtech S14 show, their 7th event, and we're going to try to find Wolfgang Linz and interview him as well. And thanks for listening. Have a great day.